Good morning, Rik Siman Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos, Kal Aleph Siman Ches. And we learned about the idea of eating a Suda Shabbos L'Teovon. So the question comes up, instead of the scenario where a person is eating on Friday afternoon and affecting his appetite for the meal Friday night, what about a situation where a person is snacking on Shabbos itself and thereby affecting his appetite for the sudas? Is this a problem? So the Biralok in Siman Resh Mem Tes addresses this issue. He quotes that the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, in his Sefer on the tour, quotes the Arzurua, which is the Rabbeinu Yitzchak from Vienna, one of the Balei Tosfos, that there apparently was a minig where people would sit down to the Suda, say Kiddush, and instead of washing immediately after saying Kiddush and then eating the meal, they would pause and they would eat some type of mazonos. This is a minig by some Hasidim nowadays by Shabbos Day. They actually do this. They, while sitting at their table in their home before the meal, instead of immediately starting the meal, they have some mazonos in beforehand. So they say Kiddush, eat mazonos, then they wash and say Hamoitzi and bench. Eat the meal and bench. So the Arzurua was not happy with this minig. He felt that what you're doing is you are diminishing your appetite for the meal by doing that. And one has to eat the Suda Shabbos, the Teavon. So this is improper to do. The Ramah, however, disagrees. That we see that we're not so concerned about the Teavon, but the Magen Avraham says that that's not true. The understanding of the position of the Ramah itself needs some clarification, but let's leave that for now. The Magen Avraham says that the Arzurua is correct. There is a concern for the Teavon, like we've been talking, we've been saying, and the Mishnah Berurah follows that as well. The Shulchan Aruch Rav comes to explain the minig and to find some type of justification for the minig. And he says the reason why people do this is to make sure that they say 100 brachas on the Shabbos day. There's a Gemara which tells us that the David HaMelech instituted a tekana. A person should say 100 brachas daily during the week, where we have 19 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. So the three Shemoneh Esreis of the day, Maariv, Shacharis, and Mincha, give you 57 brachas to start with. From there, to get your remaining 43 brachas is not so difficult. Whereas on Shabbos, we only say 7 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. There are four Shemoneh Esreis, so that's 28. That's half of what you get on a weekday. So you're starting out much further behind. There's a concern that a person will not reach his 100 brachas that he's supposed to say on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that that's why they did it. That addresses maybe the motivation for it. It maybe addresses the issue of that's not Bracha Shein Tzricha, which this is going to be a big debate. This is called Bracha Shein Tzricha. You're about to wash. Why are you snacking now? It's a bracha which is not really necessary. But we still have the issue of the Teavon. If the person is doing this, is going to diminish his appetite and affect the Suda. And the Biralacha points out that the Shulchan Aruch Rav would agree with that concern. He's just addressing the other concerns. So a person eats a minimal amount, that would not affect his issue of the Teavon. And that's potentially the understanding of whether they ate a small amount of Masonish just to get the other brachas, another bracha or two, and then they would continue with the meal. However, in a scenario where a person is eating a large amount and it's going to undermine his appetite for the meal, both the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Biralacha would feel that is inappropriate. That is a concern. What about the following idea? Maybe we could save what people are doing from a different angle. We know that the Suda Friday night is only valid if a person washes. The Suda Shabbos day requires one to wash. And Shulchudas, there's a machlokes in halacha whether one is required to wash for Shulchudas. Can we flip the meals around? And according to the opinion that one does not need to wash for Shulchudas, will say, well, I won't wash for the second meal, and I will wash for the third meal. So make the Kiddush that I attend the equivalent of the second meal. So I ate that meal, the Te'avon. And later on I washed, and that was the equivalent of the third meal, which many times is not the Te'avon anyway, whether we like it or not. Sometimes Shoshanah, especially in the winter, is close to the earlier meal. It's not, people aren't so hungry. But at least the Suda Shabbos of the morning was a Te'avon. And we know that the covenant of Suda Shabbos in the morning, it takes precedence actually over even over the cover of the Suda by nighttime. The most kosher meal of Suda, of the Sudas of Shabbos, should be the Shabbos day meal. So maybe we can argue like that. So Mishnah Berurah says that that is not so. One can only fulfill the second meal through washing. So a person goes to Kiddush and they wash, that's fine. When they go home afterwards, that's already the Suda Shlishis. But in a scenario where a person did not wash, one would not fulfill the Suda Shniyah, so he's just basically eating before the Suda Shniyah. There is a Chazon Ish, however, which indicates that maybe we could argue that that is a valid approach to understand what's happening. That we'll look at the snacking as the large snacking, what he's doing by the Kiddush, as if that's his Suda Shniyah. What he's doing afterwards is a Suda Shlishis. Again, the Mishnah Berurah is not comfortable with that approach. So, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that a person needs to be aware of this concern and not overeat by a Kiddush, thereby diminishing his appetite for his Suda. Have a good day.